This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So with the United States now officially on the sidelines of the fight to control global warming, there is opportunity for others. China and the European Union have already promised to step up. So from the sustainability desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim spent his day reporting on what that might look like.
So just what does the U.S. lose if it's no longer leading the global fight against climate change?
Nothing.
Kevin Book is managing director of the research firm Clearview Energy Partners. He means nothing now, but...
it discards optionality that the president and his administration could have to change the shape of the Paris Agreement and change the pace of its enforcement.
Pulling out also sends a strong signal that the U.S. is less interested in the investment opportunities that could arise from the Paris deal. Rob Day is with Spring Lane Capital, which invests in renewable technology.
We're not going to be supporting our companies, our startups, our business leaders, as they seek to try to take advantage of those opportunities.
How big are those opportunities? Andrew Steer is president and CEO of the World Resources Institute.
If you simply add up the commitments under the Paris deal up until 2025, it's about $1 trillion a year of investment that is that's open for bidding.
And China, eager to be seen as the new global leader on climate change, will push hard for related business opportunities. Carla Freeman directs the Foreign Policy Institute at Johns Hopkins.
China really sees huge economic growth opportunities in taking the lead in global climate change.
Making things like solar panels, wind turbines.
Not only technology sectors, but even in finance. China has launched a whole array of new green finance instruments.
Quite a shift from days not too long ago when China saw emissions caps as hurting growth. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.